Episode 68 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Hello, everybody. My name is David Guerra. I am the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. And I welcome you to my podcast.
Wow.
68 episodes down, and we've got a lot to talk about, especially when it comes to leadership, because it's a never-ending. It's never ending. It's never going to end. There's always new things coming up. There's always new situations, new possibilities, and there's always going to be change. And change is what drives leadership, and we should remember that, because without change, what have we got? We have no challenge. We have no future. It's all certain, and that's not a good thing. Uncertainty is good. It keeps us on our toes. So, without further delay, let's get into the podcast. Today I'm going to talk about lack of personal leadership. And it's out there. It happens. It's everywhere. And that's not a good thing. And it gets to the point that it frustrates you, especially if you're on the receiving end of that lack of personal leadership. If somebody can't do their job and would rather blame others, if someone can't perform their assigned duties, and because something someone said or didn't say, something is wrong. Something is very wrong. See, lately I've been experiencing individuals who seem to have no problem blaming others or seeking revenge or just plain failing to do their job as leaders. That's nonsense. See, and what I mean by failing to do their job as leaders, what I'm talking about is those that fail to take the initiative, those that fail to take responsibility for themselves. See, for some reason they cannot come up to the standard of becoming a leader, let alone maintaining that level of leadership. Yeah, they might have the education, they might have the time, they might have the experience, but in the position. But as leaders, they don't know, because again, they've never taken the initiative. They just said, well, if I hang around here long enough, or they believe that if they just hang around long enough, someone is going to give them a leadership position. And leadership through attrition is not necessarily a good thing. It is in some cases. In battle, in war, leadership through attrition is excellent. Because again, you've got somebody who knows what's going on. You've got somebody who's experienced what everybody else is experiencing. You've got someone who knows. And it's just that simple. However, bringing in someone who has not done anything in a sense of leadership, but because they've hung around long enough, believe in their mind that they are leaders because they stuck it out. Well, that's not necessarily a good thing. See, while they're in the position of leadership, they fail to see that while their followers are watching what they do and how they do it, so are the stakeholders, internal and external. Everyone is looking and paying attention at what those individuals in the positions of leadership are doing, not doing, or believe that they're doing. So what I'm getting at is, it doesn't matter what as the individual thinks if you're not being a leader. Now, I'm not saying a leader's got to be touchy-feely, happy-go-lucky, oh, everything's fine, it'll work itself out. No, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that, as an example, there's leaders out there that all they know is just how to bully people. Well, that's not a leader, is it? That's a bully. We've got leaders out there that will rely on their staff to make them look good, but fail to give them credit. Sounds familiar what I'm talking about, but it is. It's because it's all around. It's not just bad leaders. It's not just something I'm rehashing from the bad leader series. But what I am talking about is that it's still out there. It's 2016 and it's still going on. You know, there are what leaders fail to understand, or those leaders that I'm talking about, those that lack the personal leadership, is they fail to understand that they need their followers more than the followers need them. See, because followers will always follow a leader who can take them down the right path. Leaders cannot make followers follow them. That's a very, very, very harsh, very realistic misconception that those individuals fail to understand, is that followers will always follow a leader that's going to take them someplace, or that promises to take them someplace. But leaders cannot make followers. You can't force someone to follow you. Oh, sure, there's the military, and yes, you respect the rank, not the individual. In some cases, you respect the individual, no matter what the rank. In other cases, that's fine. But in the real world, when you lose the trust of those people that you believe are following you, guess what? You've lost trust all around you. Now, if you lead through intimidation and bullying, well, guess what? It will come back to haunt you, because eventually you're going to find a bigger bully, because there always is a bigger bully. You're going to find a bigger intimidator, because there always is someone that's going to be able to intimidate you more at a greater level. And it's not a threat. It's not a threat. I'm not threatening. It's a promise, because that's the way life is. You reap what you sow. And when you sow, don't be surprised. You know, don't be surprised what comes back at you, because again, that's the way it is. So as leaders, in any situation, when we find ourselves in a position or situation we know that it's a situation where we know that things aren't going the way we expect them, the way we plan them to be, then you know what? That's a sign of trouble. Something's looming over the horizon. Get ready for it. And it goes both ways. All leaders need to be aware that if things aren't going the right way, then something's wrong. And it might not be with the other people. It might be with the individual themselves, that leader, that perceived leader. So at that point, what does a leader do, or that perceived leader, or that individual who thinks they're a leader? What should they do? They should get to work. Yeah, get back to work. Get back to work to becoming better. Because again, you will, and you have to be. But what stops you? Well, everything's quiet for now. Why do I have to continue to be in better? Because I'm a firm believer that if there's still waters, there's always something churning underneath, and it will churn and it will come up. Even though water looks crystal clear, smooth. Remember Friday the 13th, the original movie? Remember that movie? What happened at the end of the movie? That lone survivor, she was out in a canoe on Camp Crystal Lake out there in the lake, and she had her finger in the water, and she was starting to wake up, and then what pops up out of the still water from behind the boat? That's right, Jason. He popped out and took her under. That's what I'm talking about. It wasn't over until it was over. So again, leaders must be aware that no matter what, you continuously, constantly have to be working to become better. But unfortunately, there's going to be some individuals that it's not going to help. So what do? Well, better thing to do is to step down from that position of leadership. If he or she cannot come to terms with the fact that sometimes the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one. Remember that. And it's true. There are some people that will just lead a horse to water, will beat the horse, but they cannot make the horse drink. They cannot make the horse drink the water. So what does that say about an individual as a leader? Oh, sure, they'll wait them out, and well, eventually the horse will get thirsty and he'll drink water, and then it'll all be because of me. That's the wrong mindset. That is a very wrong mindset to have that. Because sure, yeah, you can wait them out, but eventually they'll be desperate enough to drink the water. Doesn't mean that you were successful in getting that horse to drink water. All you were doing is just frustrating yourself and frustrating everybody else because you waited so long. So, again, work at being better. That's really all it is. Take the initiative. Step up and take the initiative with yourself. Take the initiative and take the responsibility for yourself. That's the personal leadership. So you can sit there and think you're doing the right thing, but in all actuality, because you're being observed, constantly being observed, by not just those that follow you, those that see you on a routine basis, those that are stakeholders, both internal and external, those that are in positions way above you, those that are in positions that have nothing to do with you, but yet they're watching and they're stakeholders. And guess what? They're paying attention, just like your followers are paying attention, and they see what's going on and they know what's going on. So acknowledge it. Acknowledge the personal, acknowledge the public issues that you have as a leader, or as a leader that's lacking personal leadership. Work to become better, and then step up and be better, because that's the only way things are going to work out. Now, it's not too late. Once a bully, always a bully. No. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't have to work that way. Just work at being better than you were yesterday, and it'll work out. It really will. Okay, now, folks, I want to get into something else. I want to start something new in this podcast series now that I'm leaving that bad leaders part behind and moving on. I want to do the Walking Leader book review, and I'll have it on my website and on DaveGuerra.com, and I'll have it out there, and I'll talk about it, and I'll tweet about it, and I'll Pinterest about it, and I'll Snapchat about it, and the whole nine yards. And here's what it is. It's going to be the Walking Leader book review, and I'm going to read one book at a time. I used to read like three books at a time, but I kind of stopped doing that. Now that I'm doing more podcasting, I've picked up that game. I've done more stuff online and more the Daily Dave. If you're not following that, that's also on my website. Please stop by. And what it is I'm going to read one book at a time, and I will review it and talk about it in an upcoming podcast. And right now I'm shooting for the review after two podcasts, meaning I tell you about it today, and then two podcasts from now, I'm going to review it. And I kind of want to get that way. That way I'm not overly stretching or pushing myself to get it done, but it gives me some time to actually sit down, read, dedicate time to read, and then formulate a review. So for the first book I want to review is the third book by Damon John. Now, Damon John is the creator of the clothing brand FUBU. If you don't know what FUBU is, F-U-B-U, it's for us, by us. And it's a clothing line. It's pretty cool. And he's also he self proclaims himself as the people's shark on the hit ABC TV show Shark Tank. So pretty cool. And his third book is called The Power of Broke: How Empty Pockets, a Tight Budget, and a Hunger for Success Can Become Your Greatest Competitive Advantage. I just picked it up and I haven't really cracked it open. I maybe have read the first chapter, but now I'm going to kick it into overdrive. And as soon as I'm done reading it, well, I'm going to fill you in on what I think about it and what the book offers. And so far, what I've read, I like. He doesn't go too much into detail as to how he started off, but he sets a good background of the mindset and what was going on in his life before he even thought about FUBU. It talked about the hustle, his young hustle, and what he was doing then. So that's pretty cool. And like I said, I'm going to work on it. And the first book is The Power Broke by Damon John. The Power Broke: How Empty Pockets, a Tight Budget, and a Hunger for Success Can Become Your Greatest Competitive Advantage. So be on the lookout for that one in a couple of weeks. Well, listen, I want to thank everybody for listening. I thank everybody for taking the time to download this podcast, or if you're listening on my website, DaveGuerra.com, I do appreciate you taking the time to listen. I really do. And I want you to reach out to me. Let me know what you're thinking. You can do that by email, Dave@DaveGuerra.com, or you can do it on Twitter, @DaveGuerra, or Facebook.com. That's Facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra, or Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. I've got some stuff going on daily on Instagram. Dave_Guerra, DAVE_GUERRA. Periscope @DaveGuerra. Snapchat me, Dave Guerra. And as always, you can visit my website, DaveGuerra.com. And again, by downloading this podcast on iTunes or subscribing to this podcast on iTunes. And also, be sure to listen to my daily audio blog, The Daily Dave. I just started that here at the beginning of January, and do it during the week. I do it during the week, but the weekends, it's hit or miss. But back on the weekdays, it's on. So be sure you listen to that. And that's on my audio blog. And again, it's called The Daily Dave, and it's on my website, DaveGuerra.com/blog. And all of this information will be on the show notes. And again, it'll be DaveGuerra.com/podcast, and it will be episode number 68. So be on the lookout for that. Until next time, I thank you for your time. Thank you very much. Have a great rest of your weekend. And hey, go Carolina. I'm recording this on Saturday. So go Carolina. Have a great day.